I'm good. Congratulations to you and your guys. They say it's a game of inches, and in your case, it certainly was a game of inches on Saturday, but you guys come out on top over Eastern Kentucky 22-17. Before we get to questions, just kind of give me your impressions on the game and your team's performance.
Yeah, it was kind of I don't want to say a sloppy game, but each of us had 10 penalties throughout the course of the game, so that's never good. And we ended up turning the ball over four times, so I can't remember the last time we had lost the turnover battle by that margin and still came out on top. But they started out fast. They got a big explosive play on their second play from scrimmage in the opening drive, and then we had a ball tipped at the line of scrimmage, given them a short 24, 25-yard field. So they got up 14 nothing pretty quickly in the first quarter. Then we were able to, they had an errant snap in the end zone on a punt, and we knocked it out of the end zone. So that 2 points, although it was only 2 points, kind of gave us a spark. We had a nice drive after that. I believe we had a, double-digit play drive. But anyway, we got to within 14-9, and then they had a field goal just before half, and then 17-9 lead at halftime. But we came out, scored the opening drive of the second half, and kept them out of the end zone the rest of the game. We drove the ball a few times, couple nice drives, but had to settle for field goals. We're going into the wind in the fourth quarter and had to settle for some field goals. So Ethan Gettman did a great job putting it through the pipes on a couple field goals for us late in the game to secure the margin that we needed. And yeah, then they got down to the 8-yard line, and on the last play of the game, threw a pass in the back of the end zone. Quarterback scrambled. They had no timeouts left. Quarterback scrambled. So it was definitely going to be the last play of the game. They needed a touchdown because they're only down five. And the guy caught it, but he was running across the out of bounds line in the back of the end zone as opposed to tight roping and staying in bounds. So we dodged a bullet there because he did complete the pass, but came away with a victory 22-17. And when you get into playoff games, it's going to be kind of back and forth, up and down, and everything else. And that game kind of had a little bit of everything. So we got to clean things up, hang on to the football, minimize some of those penalties, and just play a much cleaner game in the upcoming weekend.
Before we get into the upcoming weekend, got a question from David Milano. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, coach, looking back at the game, were there any of the turnovers that really surprised you?
Well, yeah, I mean, the one tip ball at the line of scrimmage and their guy made a diving interception, that's just going to happen. That's something that you don't plan on. But that surprised me. I don't want to say they surprised me, but we just got to do a better job of ball security. Connor got a really nice gain on one of them, and then the ball got punched out as he was getting tackled. So we just got to hang on the football. We got to hold it tighter, hold it higher, put two hands over it if you're getting into traffic, and not turn the ball over because we were driving on one of them. So I don't want to say turnovers surprised me, but I'd like to minimize them or eliminate them, and that'd be a better way to go. So we just got to do a better job hanging on the football.
And how about the way your defense looked in the second half, especially shutting them down on that last play of the game?
Yeah, that our defense has been, pretty much helping us and saving us all year. Special teams, they had that, like I said, that errant punt that gave the safety and those types of things. So I think we won the special teams battle. Our punter averaged a little bit better than their guy, and we did have a muff punt too, though. But that was our fourth turnover of the game. We just got to eliminate that. But our defense playing lights out all year. They did give up that one explosive 77-yard run, but as far as our pass defense, I think the guy was something like 9 for 30 as far as passing attempts, and I think we got off the field on most third downs. I don't think they had a very good third down percentage without having a stats right in front of me. So a defense has been coming up big all year, and we're going to need them again this coming week. And offense, again, it's just inconsistent play a little bit from time to time, but we've been doing better offensively. We just got to hang on to the football so we don't give our defense those short fields. One of them, when we muffed the punt, they got the ball inside our 20-yard line, and our defense held them out of the end zone, and then we got a blocked field goal on that one. So that was a huge play in the game as well.
And your initial thoughts about your opponent this weekend?
They're good. They're good. Watching them on film, don't know a lot about them. They look pretty balanced. They do have, a little bit more in the passing game than they have in the running game, but they have a really good team. They look very athletic. The left side of the line is huge. I think the left tackle is 6'7", 320. The left guard is 6'4", 350. So they look very athletic on defense. They're not huge at the linebacker level, but they run the football very aggressively. And they're a good team. No matter who you face this time of year, you're going to face a good opponent. So they mix the ball up, run and pass. Their quarterback's a transfer. I believe he played at Texas A&M and then Auburn. So, he's a guy who's played at a high level, and now he's here at Incarnate Word. So we just got to go in there. And, like I always say in the beginning of the weeks, we got to focus on our preparation and focus on how we're practicing Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday as we're our staff putting a game plan together. And then, go out there and just try to play a fundamentally sound physical game against Incarnate Word.
Final one for me. I want to get your initial thoughts about Casey Keller, now the new head coach at Temple. What was it like going up against him when he was at Delaware?
Well, Casey is, we had some good games, obviously, in those Delaware rivalries. And, I know Casey is really more of a Northeast guy, even though he's been down at Sam Houston all these years. So it's good to see Casey come back. I don't know. I'd like to get Temple, and I'd like to play him again, but just as our FBS game, because it's such an easy commute for us. And, we put in a good crowd in that stadium. But I did text Casey to congratulate him. He responded. I know he still has his place down in Rehoboth Beach. So as far as him getting down on some summer vacation, it'll be an easier commute than it was from Huntsville, Texas.
All right, thank you.
Mark, one of the things that you mentioned, your defense pitching in the shutout in the second half and really shut them down after those early scores. I think you guys, I saw you guys now plus 88 in the second half this season, which is unbelievable scoring margin. What is there anything you attribute to the success you guys have had all year in the second half?
You know what? I wish I could put my finger on it, Rob, because then I tried to see if we could do it in the first half as well. But I don't know. Sometimes it takes a little bit time because no matter, and I think our scout teams, I've been praising them all year. I think our scout teams have been doing a great job as far as what they're doing in practice on each end of the field and in special teams. But no matter what, you cannot simulate your opponent's offense or defense at the speed they're going to do it and the precision they're going to do it in. So sometimes it just takes a little longer or a little while to adjust to the opponent running their stuff as opposed to your scout team running their stuff. And we don't practice in full pads. We don't go live in practice. We just don't have enough depth to practice real aggressively. So, I don't want to say it's walkthrough tempo because it's not. We want them to run fast and play fast, but we're not taking two people to the ground and all that. So sometimes I think it's just, okay, let's see what they're doing. Let's figure out how they're doing it. They're going to have a couple wrinkles and tweaks every week. So maybe, I mean, that one running play they had, the guy who sprung them for the 77-yard run was their quarterback who handed off, then got out in front of them and blocked our safety who's coming downhill. And he ended up kicking that guy out, and our guy cut behind him and went 77 yards. So you don't anticipate the quarterback being the lead blocker unless it's a reverse or something like that. But, they're going to have some adjustments against you as well. And sometimes it just takes you a little while to catch up to the speed and, as I said, precision of how your opponent's running their system. And that could be the answer. I don't know. But our guys did respond really well, and we have been playing well in the second half. And, I'd like to start faster on both sides of the ball, but I'll take them any way we can get them at this point.
I know you're heavily involved in your special teams. You've talked about that, and just talk about how big that was. Not only Ethan's two field goals on a windy day, but the safety, the blocked field goal. There were a lot of plays in special teams that were really key in that game.
Yeah, there really were. I mean, as I mentioned, I think you were on the call when I talked about the upcoming opponent last week when I did talk about special teams. Their kicker put 75% of his kickoffs into the end zone for touchbacks. And we returned every kick. He didn't have any touchbacks in this game, and a couple of them got out past the 40-yard line. So it set us up with pretty good field position. So if you can win the field position game, and then as you just mentioned, have an opportunity to get a safety or in the end zone or have a blocked field goal when you gave them the ball inside your 20-yard line. Those are just huge plays and huge momentum plays for us. And our guy averaged almost 40 yards in the punt game to their 32 yards in the punt game. So to win the special teams, we always say you'd like to win all three phases, right? You'd like to win the turnover battle and create some turnovers on defense, win out, and then win the special teams and all those things. But a lot of times, if you can win at least two of the three, you can maybe come out on top. And thankfully, I think we won the special teams battle that day, with the blocked field goal, the safety. We did muff a punt, though, and that gave them that short field. But that's the position where we got the blocked field goal to keep them out of the end zone and keep them off the board. So our guys have been doing a good job on special teams. And, we do spend a lot of time with it. Every day, we have a 15-minute meeting before practice. We have a half-hour meeting on Friday, a half-hour meeting on Thursday about special teams. And we spend a solid, 25, 30 minutes on the field of our hour and 20-minute practice on special teams. So we really do. Everyone says it's a third of the game. We spend almost a third of our practice executing and trying to come up with what we're doing on special teams. And it worked out in that game for us for sure.
Well, Mark, congratulations again on the win on Saturday. Safe travels to San Antonio, and hope we're able to do this call again next Monday.
Appreciate it,
Rod,
Ron.
nice job, baby.
Hey, Flem, I was going to say the same to you. I know Flem's up next, so congrats to you guys and keep it rolling up there, man. All right,
Thank
let's
you,
see if
bro.
we can all advance one more weekend at least.
That's what they say, right? Let's see if we can do it. We all
Right,
sound the
man.
same thing. Everything you just said, Keys, the thing, just the same things I'll just say here in the next 5 minutes right now. So they might as well just go ahead and carbon copy it, man.
Hey.
Although we lost the special teams battle in a big time way, so we got a little work to do. I guess I better start getting involved a little bit more.
Steve and Nick, you can just take what I said and put his name to it.
Done.